Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, it's not a wise idea to fall asleep on Israel. I just want to say that right now publicly. It's not a wise idea. Now, you heard of SUVs, but I want to talk to you today about USVs. And this is what is being known as an unmanned surface vessel. Now, there's been a lot of talk about drones, right? And drone is a plane that doesn't have a real pilot. It's like a remote control airplane, and they've been used to
big toy.
Yeah, a big expensive toy, expensive toy. But it's known to be able to take pictures and from very, very high altitude. Accurate pictures, no less, and it was also used to actually, you know, kill people. To, you know, president has, a hit list, and different folks have been killed as a result of a drone flying over. Well, this USV, it's pat like a drone, but for water. It is an unmanned surface vessel, a USV, and it's basically a remote control boat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the reason they have this, okay, is that according to the Jerusalem Post, it's called Katana. And the whole idea is to guard Israel's coast and its growing offshore investments. It's saying that, you know, Israel's exclusive economic zone in the eastern Mediterranean is filling up with large-scale natural gas drilling. And the Navy is working with the government to approve a budget that will add four of these missile ship drones, unmanned sea vessels, so that they can patrol and protect the waters and their natural resources. They're saying this is part of their national security, and they're doing everything they can to offer this protection. We're going to make this video available for you on the Torch, but you got to see this thing. It's amazing. It's lightweight. It's actually very cool looking. Okay,
wow.
It almost looks like one of those PT boats, you know, that they used way back during, you know, in the wars. I think John F. Kennedy drove one of those, you know, steered one of those boats. But it kind of looks like that, but not really. But this thing is fierce, man. It has cameras everywhere. There's 360 degree looks. It has all kind of missiles on it. It is amazing. It has all kind of ability to read and distinguish between if there's a person on a jet ski or if it's, I mean, it's just, it's absolute, and it flies fast. And one of the things that they were showing is that it's actually convertible. So they can detach certain parts of it and then put up to four men in it. But when you think about technology and you think about what's available, I mean, so many things have changed in the last, you know, few years. So many things are on the rise in terms of what you can do with technology. Who would have thought that 10 years ago you would be able to send unmanned planes across the world and now unmanned boats that are electronically controlled and have the capacity to shoot missiles from a boat, from an unmanned vessel.
That's wild.
And Israel, I'm telling you, it's not a good idea to fall asleep on Israel. It's not a good idea to think that they're not going to defend and protect what God has given them. In fact, the Jerusalem Post is actually reporting that it's been 30 days that from Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's passing, and several of friends and family members have gotten together to just celebrate this man 30 days later. He was the 11th prime minister, Pat, just the 11th prime minister of Israel. And he's had a very long career in the military and as well as being a prime minister. And he's been known as a lion. I believe it was Rabin, another prime minister, who called him a lion of Israel. Then he was willing to stand in a gap in a time for Israel to protect protect this beautiful land and these beautiful people. And it's just encouraging to see that, you know, there's still a place where people honor and they respect and they remember the sacrifices that others have paid and laid their life down. And, you know, we're soon approaching the four blood moons in April. It's just days away.
I know.
And you gotta remember, you gotta know, we've shared about this on the Torch, and we're gonna make sure that these four blood moon segments are related to this segment today. so that you can go back and hear. I fall into, you know, people fall into two categories when I start mentioning the Four Blooded Moons. Either they're familiar with them or if they never heard about them. Mm-hmm. And this is basically NASA who is predicting, not, you know, John Hagee's been sharing about it, but mm-hmm. he's not saying that he's predicting. So this is NASA who's predicting right. Four Blooded Moons are going to occur over, I believe, a 15-month period of time.
Yeah, it's about a year and a half.
Yeah, starting April 15th.
Tax day.
Yeah, tax day, 2014. Mm-hmm. And every time that this has started, when these Four Blooded Moons started, it began in tears for Israel, mm-hmm. but it ended in joy. And there's several things that have happened the last time these Four Blooded Moons have occurred. You know, one time the Jews were actually kicked out and expelled by King Ferdinand mm-hmm. in Spain. Another time it was like the Six-Day War. Mm-hmm. And as a result, different things happened to Israel. I mean, America was discovered as a free land, an opportunity for them to have religious freedom. The second time, their borders expanded. And mm-hmm. listen, this is a time for us to be watchful and prayerful. Just because you're not hearing anything going on in the Middle East as of recent doesn't mean that everything is going A-okay. In fact, right. when there's silence, it's a time to pray even more because something's cooking.
That's right.
Stay encouraged. Stay close to the Lord. Pray for the apple of God's eye. Pray for the church. Pray for the persecuted believers all around the world. Together, as one body, we will fulfill God's mandate. We will continue to spread the gospel all around the world and eagerly anticipate Jesus' soon and coming return. Listen, these are some exciting times that we're living in, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to live for the Lord, man. You Amen. Know, you look at all this stuff, and I'm like, God, I'm so thankful and grateful that you saved me.
Amen.
That you saved me. Listen, this world is serious. This is the serious things that are going on. And our only hope is in the Lord. And I just, you know, I'm grateful today. I am so totally grateful that God has saved me from all of my mess and that he allows me to even communicate and talk with him. And I'm just forever grateful. I'm looking forward to be able to sharing more about that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.